Sidra. Sidra stood outside of the shop for 3 minutes. She'd seen the place before, when running errands for Pepper around the caves, but she had never gone inside. She wasn't sure why she hadn't before. She wasn't sure why she wanted to now. Friendly Tethish, the blinking blue sign read. Licensed AI vendor. The kit breathed in. She walked through the door. The space within was empty, for the most part. Just a cylindrical room with a large pixel projector bolted to the floor. Advertising prints for various programming studios lined the walls. An Andrisk man lounged in an elaborate reclining workstation, eating a large snapfruit tart. The door to a back room was shut behind him.
"Hey, welcome, welcome,"
the proprietor said. He put down his snack and got to his feet.
"What can I do for you?"
Sidra considered her words with care, hoping this wasn't a mistake. Honestly, I'm just curious, she said. I've never been in an AI shop before.
I'm happy to be the first, the Andrisk said. I'm Tethish, and you?
Sidra.
A pleasure, he said with a welcoming flick of his hand. So, how can I help?
I'd like to know more about how this works. If I wanted to buy an AI, how would I go about it? Tethish looked at her, considering.
You thinking about getting one for your ship? Or your workplace, perhaps?
Sidra struggled. A simple yes would move this conversation along, but that couldn't do. The shop I work at has an AI, she said. It was an awkward reply. She knew, but she couldn't say nothing. Tethish, however, didn't seem thrown.
Ah, he said with a knowing nod. Yeah? I know how it is when it's time for a replacement. You're ready to upgrade from the old one, but you're so used to it, it's hard to take the plunge. Well, I can show you what I have to offer, and maybe that'll help you make a more informed decision.
He gestured the pixel projector. A flurry of pixels shot up and arranged themselves in neat sheets around them.
You'll find a lot of merchants who specialize in one catalog, but me, I offer a bit of everything. I'd rather help my customers find the perfect fit than get a sales commission.
He pointed at the orderly lists the pixels had arranged themselves in.
Nath Dual, Tornado, Sintel, NextStage, all the major developers. I have a few independent producers on offer as well,
he said, nodding to a smaller list.
The big names give you reliability, but don't discount the little guys. Some of the coolest changes in cognitive capacity are coming out of smaller studios these days.
Sidra looked around. Every catalog was just a list of names. Cola, Tycho, Anti. How do you go about picking one? She asked. Tethish raised a claw.
We start with the basics. Let's say you're looking for a shopfront program.
He cleared his throat.
Catalog filter, shopfront,
he said loud and clear. The pixels shifted, names disappearing, others sliding in to take their places. He looked at her again.
Now, you're probably going to want someone who shares your cultural norms. So, catalog filter, human.
He glanced at her, considering.
I'm going to guess accident. How did I do?
The kit clenched its teeth together. Stars and fire, but it shouldn't be so hard to just say yes.
I was born out in the open.
Tethish looked pleased with himself.
I thought so. I can always tell. Catalog filter, Exodin. Now, we start to get into personality traits. Do you want something folksy, classy, purely utilitarian? These are the kinds of things you have to think about. If you're planning to work or live alongside an AI, you have to consider the environmental effect it's going to have.
The core programming controls all of that?
Oh, sure. Synthetic personalities are just that. Synthetic. None of the core stuff happens by accident. Now, your installation will grow and change as it gets to know you and your clientele, but the starter ingredients remain the same.
If I wanted to replace the AI at my shop, how would I go about that? Is it difficult?
No, not at all. You'd want an experienced comtech on hand to make sure it all goes smoothly. But it's no different in practice from, say, updating your bot. The kit wet its lips. What about other models? Say, something for a ship? What kind of ship? She paused, wondering if she actually wanted to ask the question she'd lined up. A long-haul vessel? I was on a ship once that had an AI named Lovelace installed. Do you have that one? Tethesh thought for a moment. That's a Cerulean product, I believe, he said. One of the indies. Cerulean catalog search, Lovelace. The pixels shifted. Sidra stepped forward. Lovelace. Attentive and courteous, this model is a perfect monitoring system for Class 6 and up vessels out on the long haul. Lovelace features robust processing capabilities and is capable of handling dozens of crew requests simultaneously while still keeping a watchful eye on everything inside and out. Like all intelligent multitaskers, Lovelace can develop performance and personality issues if left without input for too long, so this model is not recommended for vessels that habitually remain in dock. However, if you make your home out in the open, this AI is an excellent choice for those seeking a good balance between practicality and environmental enhancement. Cultural basis, human, with basic reference files for all GC species. Ideal for multi-species crews. Intelligence level, S1. Gender, female. Accent, Exodon. Price, 680K, GCC. The kit's shoulders began to tense. If I wanted to buy this model, or any, what would be the next step? Sidra asked. Do they arrive by mail, or do I download them, or... Tethesh waved for her to follow him into the back room. He wrapped a heat blanket around his shoulders before opening the door. A cold sigh of temperature-controlled air met them. Worst part about my job, he said with a wink. He gestured at a light panel, and the room's contents were revealed. The kit went stiff. They were standing before approximately 24 metal racks, all filled with core globes, hundreds of core globes, each about the size of a small melon, individually packaged like any other tech component. Their wrappings made them look like something Pepper might have her pick up on a supply run, but Sidra knew their contents. Code. Protocols. Pathways. She swung her gaze around the room, looking over all the quiet minds waiting to be installed. I have a healthy selection here on hand, the Andrisk said. If you want a popular program, you can usually walk out with it as soon as I've got your credits. If I don't have what you're looking for, I can order it for you. Express transit's on me. He walked through the stacks looking for something. Sidra followed, the kit's footsteps falling soft. He nodded at a spot a few racks in. Here, see? Here's the one you were just looking at. The kit froze. Sidra pushed it forward. There were three globes on the shelf, all identical, sitting silent in the cold. Sidra picked one up, cupping it gently. She could see the kit's face reflected in the globe's plating. She tried not to look at the label, but she'd already read it by then. Lovelace, ship-wide monitoring system, vessel class 6+, designed and manufactured at Cerulean HQ. She set the globe back down carefully before turning to Tethesh. Thank you so much for taking the time to show me around, Sidra said, forcing the kit's face into a smile. I think I've seen enough for now.